Hello again, everybody. On Wednesday, this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we are here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College in class this morning. So we're glad you joined us. We're studying the Christian chain of command. Now, our golden text was, we'll go to the 14th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. The Spirit of God said through this great apostle Paul, "Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order." He did not say, "Try not to do that." That's the gospel. If you're going to obey the gospel, you have to obey that. Whether you speak in tongues or not, don't you dare forbid anybody else to. You're way out of line. You're way out of order. This is command orders that have come down from headquarters. And these are written orders. We'd finished basic training. I didn't know where I was going until I received my orders. When I was to report at Fort Gordon, Georgia for Southeastern Signal School. That's when I found out I was in the Signal Corps. The signal what?
Corps.
The Corps.
Yes, sir.
I met another one of my heroes, General Jerry R. Curry. Just a little black boy, got baptized in the Holy Ghost when he's 9 years old, and enlisted in the U.S. Army. But he accepted every school that they came out with. I mean, if they had a school, he was determined and he was led of the Lord. Accept every school they offer. He wasn't trying to be a general. He's just doing a good job. He accepted all the schools. He wound up learning how to fly airplanes and helicopters. Went to war. Korea, Vietnam. Wound up a 3-star general up through the ranks. I had dinner with him one time. Delightful man. And of course, picking his brain. I wanted to know more about him. And I knew those facts before I ever met him. And we finished dinner. And of course, I talked to him about his mother. And he said, my mother said she's the one that really encouraged me, saw to it that I studied hard. But he said, there's something I do not understand about the body of Christ. Now, he's qualified to speak. Born again, Holy Ghost baptized man. Came up through the ranks to major general. Not a brigadier. 3-star. He said, there's something I don't understand about the body of Christ. He said, now we're talking about the body of Christ chain of command here. He said, this is a situation that actually happened to me. And he said, I had a situation under my command that I didn't know how to fix. I did not know how to handle it. But he said there was another general that had exactly the same problem. And he said, I didn't like that guy. He said, used words like obnoxious. But he said, I called him. And I told him, I had rather have called anybody else but you. But for the sake of the Corps, I've got this problem here and I know you fixed it. He said to me, well, I feel the same way about you. In fact, I hate your guts. But for the sake of the Corps, here's what we did. For the sake of the body of Christ, for the sake of the Corps, this is what we did. He said, I don't understand. That's a huge problem. Well, I'll tell you right now, those people preach on water baptism absolutely too much. What business is it of yours? Gloria's grandmother. They were very faithful Church of Christ. Well, water baptism is a main thing with them. But they came and visited Grace Temple where I preached. Afterwards, and she just wanted to know. She said, Kenneth, you did not mention water baptism one single time. I said, Mom, there's a reason for that. What? I said, everybody there had been baptized. Oh, okay. Nobody had ever mentioned that to her. That's just the way we did it. And then she came with James 5 in her hand. She said, Kenneth, you believe this? I said, yes, I do, Mom. She said, no use going to our elders. They don't believe anything. Well, little country church Christ, her pastor told me, he said, Copeland, she sits on the front row. And he said, I have to be careful to read the scripture right. She corrects me right in the middle of my sermon. Why? She knew God. She's bossy about it, but she knew God. She said, I have a back problem. Would you and Gloria anoint me with oil? So we did. What happened? She considered me an elder of the church because her elders didn't believe that. She went up a grade in the chain of command. At the Lord's direction. So Gloria and I anointed her with oil, and she went, oh, oh, yes. She got up and bent around. I said, now, Mom, now wait a minute. If a doctor had done this, you'd tell everybody in Center Point, everybody in Little Rock, everybody in Texarkana about it. Yes. I said, now you're going to have to go tell the people at the church. You're going to have to go testify because Jesus healed your back.
Amen.
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 So now then, and let's go back to Matthew 7 again. And we'll start there. Judge not that you be not judged. So what else you need to know? That's a commandment. Judge not that you be not judged, for With what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you measure it, it shall be measured to you again. Why behold the mote in your brother's eye and consider not in thine own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? You hypocrite! What is a hypocrite? It's a mask. It's an actor's mask. I particularly like Tom Selleck in Monty Walsh. Tom Selleck was not Monty Walsh, but he answered to that name in that movie. And he had a line in that movie that I picked up. And what is your name again? Robert, he said, well, Bob, you can't know how little I care. Well, devil, you have no idea how little I care.
Amen.
Because I've cast all my care over on my God.
Amen.
And He is my caretaker.
Yes.
I like that. I also like cowboy sayings. I like Butch Bruton, cowboy preacher on the Victory Channel. And he said, now this cowboy saying, I realized I'm the same age as old people. Now see, that's a joyful moment. I realized I'm the same age as old people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and you shall see clearly to cast out the mote in your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and him that knocks open. But you have to go through all that other first to get there. That was the bottom line of this, because I was seeking. Actually, that word is research. Research. How? In this book, both ends of it, all 66 books. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the 14th chapter of Romans. Let's look at the last part of that 13th chapter. Verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Ooh. Oh, that's good. Put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering, or lewdness, or lewd behavior, wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Him that is weak in the faith receive, but not the doubtful disputations. For one believes that he may eat all things, another who is weak eats herbs. I eat vegetables, you eat meat. That's your business, not mine. I had to learn for God receives him. Who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, yea, he shall be holding up, and God is able to make him stand. What business is of you to judge another man's servant? Judge not in the first place. But now you've judged another man's servant. Just because of the way he eats. Now, I see people that are obviously obese. I don't judge that person. I used to be that person. I got up to 263 pounds one time. I didn't stay there very long. But I weighed in this morning at 160. It's dangerous. But it's not my business to do anything but to pray. And I see it on television. I see it in things. And I just say, oh, Lord, open the eyes of his or her understanding like you opened mine. I had to learn this. So whom am I to judge someone else for that? I can't do that. Or to judge someone, anybody, I don't care who it is. But now let's bring this down to close. How many of you called a pastor? How many of you called to an evangelistic ministry and so forth like that? Well, you know where my calling is. I started out as a teacher. Now the ministry of the prophet had come across my spirit. But you got to remember now, you don't got to, but you must remember now that this is 60s and 70s. And January the 24th, 1967 is when I enrolled at ORU. But now this is 10 years later, 1977. But before that, I picked that up. And I just said to the Lord, I said, sir, I am not going to announce this. Now there are those that do. I'm thinking about a situation right now in this particular church where they decided we're going to have a full New Testament church, and we will appoint apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. Really? And you were born in Bethlehem, right? Not hardly. Well, it created chaos in that church because then those people... They were honest about it. That's, well, okay. So they tried to be apostles. They tried to be prophets. Can you see where that's going? There's going to be chaos in that because the devil's going to get right in the middle of it, and there's going to be false prophecies, and it's going to butt into people's lives. And there were a lot of places, a lot of cases, particularly back in those days, where that happened. But at camp meeting, and I told the Lord, I asked him, I said, sir, and I would like for you to do it publicly, so I'm not going to announce this. But I just forgot about it. The last night of camp meeting at the Williams Center, packed out, 9,000 people in there. Brother Hagin's giving the invitation. Well, the speakers were up on the platform, and I had been one of the speakers. I was right behind Brother Hagin. He was standing there at the pulpit, and he began to give the invitation. And then as he did, he said, yeah, 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 I'll tell him. Ken Copeland, right before that, the Lord said, get on your knees. I said, I don't want to call attention. He said, get on your knees now. Just as my knees touched the floor, he said, Ken Copeland, you're going to have to move over there into that healing ministry a little sooner than you thought you would. You're not stepping out ahead of God. You're keeping step with God. And knowing you, you will do it. And whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the office of the prophet, the seer. Standing right in the pulpit, you'll see it like it's run off over television, and you'll be able to minister to the people. And by the authority invested in me as a prophet of God and direction of the head of the church, I separate you to that office. And I got it back to my room that night. I was just kind of stunned. And the Lord said, how'd I do? I said, you did good. How'd I do? And listen how he put it. Whether you want to or not. I mean, the Lord just was so kind and sweet to that. And in other words, he let everybody know he was calling me to that office. And I didn't have the slightest idea what to do with it. But it was in order of the chain of command. I didn't call myself that. And we're out of time again today. Glory to God. So let's give the Lord a praise right here and now. Thank you, Lord.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
The Word of God is full of power. It created the universe. It separates life from death and light from darkness. It is the ultimate and final authority. Get the Integrity of God's Word package, which includes the Integrity of God's Word MP3 teaching and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and learn to release the power of God's Word. The words you speak are like containers that carry power. Just like God used His faith to speak creation into existence, you can apply your faith in His Word to create a life of victory. Learn to live above the pressures of this life. When you make the Word final authority in your life, fear will bow every time. Invest time in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and expect to receive revelation knowledge you need for every situation in life. Speak it out in faith and experience the integrity of God's Word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word package available at kcm.org.uk/TV special or when you call 012-285-787-310. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is always accurate, timely, and pertinent and is filled with the power of God to change your world. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When you look at the world around you, what do you find yourself thinking about? Are they thoughts of worry, anxiety, or fear? God has made a way for you to live stress-free and full of faith, and He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He said He would be with you and not leave you nor forsake you. And when your mind is stayed on Him, He'll keep you in perfect peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and He is the way to the Father. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's as simple as asking him into your heart. So pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sin before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you that I'm born again and I'm filled with new life. Amen. Praise God. Today is your new beginning. Your spirit is born anew and you're a child of God. You have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all truth. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to help you learn more about your new life in Christ. It's called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as well as two brochures to help you start reading your Bible. So spend time getting to know the God who loves you. Keep your spirit strong by reading God's Word. Request your Salvation Package today, free on kcm.org. And while you're on kcm.org, you can watch the BVLV broadcast, read the BVLV magazine, or read from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. We are here for you and want you to grow into the fullness of Christ. Please visit our website today at kcm.org.
I'm just glad that you were here today. You are what this is all about. Amen. Wherever you are and wherever you are in the world watching this, it's necessary that we obey God and pray for our governments. Yes. That's and on all men and women. Glory to God. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.